Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end and the finish line. It is here. The offseason has begun. And if those of you who are sitting there like, oh, no more baseball, it's terrible, yada, yada, yada. No. Baseball's just starting because, ladies and gentlemen, the hot stove is already begun. Thanks to Papa Steve Cohen. And guys, we're going to talk all about that. And of course, we're going to chat about the World Series that just came to an end. And you are listening to Big Time Baseball on Odyssey Sports. I am Cody Decker, former professional baseball player, turned professional smartass on the radio. And with me, the legend himself. You see him everywhere. New York Post, MLB Network, probably everywhere else, probably in anything baseball feed. And of course, the most important baseball Twitter account to follow ever, John Heyman. John, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. How are you, Cody? Thank you for the very nice introduction.
As of course. Hey, man, I'm great. I just watched maybe one of my favorite Octobers I've had the opportunity to sit through. We had ups, we had downs. I don't think anyone was very surprised that the Astros came away with the World Series. Dusty Baker gets his World Series ring. As much as I hate the fact that it has a Houston H on it, I'm so happy for Dusty Baker, the coolest man in the history of baseball.
Well, everybody is happy for Dusty, no question about it. He is beloved, and they certainly will bring him back, and he'll be happy to come back. And I think he's a Hall of Famer. I hope everybody agrees with that now. He certainly was a very good player. That's before your time with one of your teams, I'm sure, growing up. But, was a very good player and is a great manager. Great man. I mean, this guy won with the Reds. He won with the Cincinnati Reds. Nobody can do that. You know, that's how good a manager he is.
He won with the Cubs, won with the Giants, no rings, but he finally got it. And listen, it's very, very cool. And I really do think that it's being overlooked just what an incredible job Dusty Baker did as manager of the Houston Astros, specifically coming in when he did with a new GM, with the amount of controversy, the calming force that is Dusty Baker to come into that chaos and lead this team, not to just to a World Series title, but multiple World Series appearances. And quite frankly, if it weren't for Dusty Baker, I mean, we're still hearing Astros cheater talk, and I don't think we'll ever be completely free of it. But if it weren't for Dusty Baker, I think it would be a million times worse.
That's why he was brought in, to try to change that subject. And, I mean, he did it as well as anybody could have done it, but, we're never going to hear the end of it. I mean, they're cheating. I'm sure there are other teams that cheated, and 100%. But their cheating was a little bit over the top. They were caught. They deserve it. I'm kind of over it. Even as a New Yorker, I was hoping some other people would be, but I get it. I mean, the cheating was bad. But he came in there to try to calm things down. And he not only did that to as much as he could have, but he got to the World Series twice, as you said, and won a World Series. So, I mean, he's amazing. One of the all-time greats.
Incredible. And just talking about the World Series, of course, six games, 4-2. As far as the Astros go. The Phillies, I mean, an incredible run form, a miracle run form. It was a 2-2s going back over to Houston. It was just an exciting series. And it says in the rundown, where did it go wrong for the Phillies? I don't think that's a misleading statement. I don't think anything went wrong for the Phillies. It's just the Astros were such a buzzsaw. Their pitching was so deep. And as much as I love the offense on the Phillies side, it's just power guy after power guy after power guy. the offense on the Houston side was a well-rounded offense. You know, you had guys that get on base. You got guys that move guys over. You got guys that, steal bases, take the extra bases. And then, of course, you got Yordan Alvarez coming in with a sledgehammer to center field, hitting a ball so deep in game six, John, that I had no idea there were seats in center field of Houston. That's how I learned.
I didn't know either. You're absolutely right. When you say it's deep pitching, that was it. I mean, their bullpen, incredible. Some of those guys looked unhittable. Abreu was unhittable. Presley, you know, it didn't look like he was overwhelming, but nobody could touch him. He was amazing. I mean, clearly Pena was the MVP. Incredible. I saw him in spring training hit a ball about 475 feet. I said, well, this guy's got talent. You know, I didn't know he was going to be this kind of a player and so consistent and so good defensively. A rookie winning gold glove at shortstop. Amazing. They do a great job. The front office does a great job. Dusty did a great job. Team is great, and you're right. The deep pitching, I think, in the end, that was what did it. Philly's got a great lineup, but you know they were stopped in the end. Mm-hmm. They had the game with five home runs. Next day, no hits, and that's the way Houston pitching was. They didn't lose a game until they got to the World Series. Philly did beat them twice, you know. So I can't say that Philly underperformed. You know, I think Houston was just the best team.
Mm-hmm. And they just were. Fun watch, great playoffs. But before we get into the hot stove stuff, and I'm glad you mentioned Jeremy Pena, who won not only the ALCS MVP, but the World Series MVP. That's just another thing about Houston. I mean, we talked about the pitching. We talked about their well-rounded lineup. This is a team that just lost Carlos Correa last offseason and somehow got better with their rookie shortstop in right. Jeremy Pena. I mean, that organization is a factory of star makers.
I mean, they lost Springer. They lost Garrett Cole. They lost a lot of guys. They kind of had this idea not to give out more than a five-year deal. So these superstar players, it's hard to keep them. And they kept Altuve because he had signed an earlier contract that was kind of a low contract and wanted to stay there. And they extended him by 5 years. But that's kind of their thing, is to not give someone more than 5 years if they don't have to. Mm-hmm. And certainly not at free agency when the players are a little bit older. Look, Correa was not that old. They did offer him 5 for $160. Didn't get it done, and, you know, I can see now why Baseball Ops was, you know, not going crazy to keep him. They had this kid, Pena, who is 25 years old. Interesting background. His dad was a player, Geronimo Pena, which I thought that was an interesting note that he was in the first lineup that Dusty faced as a manager in 1993 with the Giants. Geronimo Pena was the, I think, the leadoff hitter with the Cardinals. Certainly was in the lineup, and you know, I mean, grew up in Rhode Island, Jeremy Pena, played at University of Maine, a little bit different background, and just a terrific, terrific player. I know some of the analytics people didn't love him batting second, but Dusty had a reason for it. You know, he wanted him to get the pitches to hit, and boy, did it work. So, I mean, Dusty's a great manager, and I hope all those critics of his pipe down now.
Me too. And final thought before we get into this incredible, and I do mean this incredible free agent market, as much as we said last year, like, oh my God, this free agent market of 2021 will never be topped. 2022 is better. It's even more incredible this year. But final thoughts on the 2022 postseason, first year of the extra wild card teams in the both sides. First year of a division team, you know, divisional teams playing in the wild card round. So a couple of takeaways. What are your initial takeaways? What did you think of the new system? Do you think it's going to kind of revert regular season baseball? Because we were worried that maybe this expansion might keep teams from spending more, or will it make them force them to spend more when it comes to the trade market and everything? How many teams are going to be in? How much your team's going to spend, especially if a team that's going to be sub 500 gets into the playoffs? What do you think of it so far?
Well, I think it was good that, you know, the worst record was around 87 wins. If a team got in, we didn't see any 500 teams or worse get in. And Philly was better than that team. Obviously, they were very bad under Girardi. They changed managers. They lost Harper for basically half a season. Once they got him back, they were better than that 87 win team. So I'm glad no 81 win team or less got in. It worked out. They wouldn't have gotten in, of course, if they hadn't expanded to six teams. They probably wouldn't have gotten in if Milwaukee hadn't traded Josh Hader, which makes things interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope teams learn from the first year of this to go for it, and every win counts. And look, the Mets, you know, if they were more aggressive, they might have been in Atlanta instead of tying them and losing the division and having to go through San Diego, which they didn't do. Every win counts, and Philly barely got in, and here they are making the World Series. And so, I mean, it's worth being aggressive. I think the teams that were aggressive were rewarded. San Diego had a nice run into the Final Four. They were aggressive. Philly was aggressive in terms of free agency. They were aggressive in terms of the deadline. And obviously, they were rewarded. Dave Dombrowski, probably another guy who should be in the Hall of Fame, fourth team now in the World Series. You know, some of the analytics people kind of look down on him. Not really a good idea. The guy's been in the World Series with four different teams.
Yep.
Can't really argue with that.
And my former Team Israel teammate, Sammy Fold, going to the World Series as a GM. Pretty incredible stuff. But there is one question, and it's been a fair critique, and I don't know what the right answer is. And we had four teams this season who had 100-win seasons. Of course, the Astros being one of them. We'll throw the Yankees into the mix, even though they won 99 games. But of the 100-win teams, let's be real clear here. Only one made it out of the divisional series. We saw the Mets get knocked out of the wild card round. We see the Braves get knocked out of the divisional series along with the Dodgers. The teams that we all agreed were the best teams, if not in the National League, all of Major League Baseball, we didn't get any of them in the World Series. Is that bad for baseball?
No, I thought it was great. And I will disclose here, I believe, I haven't looked at it, but I'm pretty sure I got every round wrong in the National League playoffs. They were basically all upsets. So, you know, the ones I picked for an upset, like in the World Series where I picked Philly to win, I didn't get that one right either. But I think that's great. I mean, I know people were complaining the division series shouldn't just be five. You know what? The division series has always been five games. I never got that complaint.
Yeah.
There are upsets in five games. There are upsets if it's seven games. We've seen the World Series being upset many, many times. That's why they play 162. So the best teams are in. Does that mean the best team will then get through that gauntlet? Not necessarily. And that's the way it's always been. I think it worked out. It was a great postseason. I think we all enjoyed it. Very exciting. Lots of upsets. All good. All for it.
Me too. I really loved this postseason. It was a blast. We got a great World Series out of it. We got incredible moments. I mean, the Bryce Harper NLCS home run will be a home run that lives on forever. Incredible call by Joe Davis when he was saying the swing of his life. That will be a Philly call for memorable forever, not to mention the Yordan Alvarez home run to center field in Game 6. I mean, that thing, you had to know it was coming. And this will be my last comment on the World Series, but can everyone just realize that Yordan Alvarez left-on-left matchup does not work? Ask Robbie Ray. Ask the Phillies. Don't put in lefties to face Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think that was the wrong move at the time, but, you know, I've seen the criticism since, and obviously Wheeler was throwing well, very good pitcher. You know, I mean, obviously the result wasn't good, but you got a lefty who throws 99. You don't expect a 450-foot home run to dead center. You really don't. But, I mean, he had three enormous home runs while batting about, what did he bat, about 100 in the postseason? Amazing. I mean, the Yankees, they shut him down. They tried to pitch around him and pitch to Bregman instead. That didn't work out for them. But, I mean, Houston was just too good. Defense was good. Their pitching was incredible. The top of the lineup is fantastic. I mean, you could nitpick and say the lineup could be a little deeper, this, that. You know what? Terrific team. Congratulations to them.
You know what's amazing? Kind of an outlier series in that the Houston Astros did not out-homer the Philadelphia Phillies. And what it's been for years, whoever hits the most home runs in a series traditionally wins said series, and not the case because all the Phillies did was hit home runs, and unfortunately not many people getting on base. Exciting series. Can't wait for next year.